Welcome to Note to Self. This is my personal takeaways and a weekly insights episode with me, Rachel J. Join me as I delve into what's going down, what's coming up for me, and everything in between. Let's go. Welcome back to another Note to Self episode. This is my weekly insights episode. I'm sharing with you guys things that have come up for me this week, and I've been delving into a little bit of manifestation, law of attraction stuff. If you're into personal development, you'll love this episode. And I feel like concepts like manifestation and law of attraction aren't relatively new if you have been working on this stuff already. But I really loved this framing and this concept. And I know that if you have been delving into this previously, you probably already know that the way that we manifest things is through our mind, firstly. So I think that's something that we forget, that we actually have a desire. We hold it in our mind. We might use our imagination to visualize it, to see it, to feel it before it actually actualizes and materializes in our world that we can see in front of us. And a lot of the time there are blocks that come up when you are trying to either manifest something or you are trying to create a goal and turn that into your reality. I was looking into some of the things that this guy Bob Proctor has been talking about. Now, if you are in the space, you probably have heard of him before. He's got many, many teachings around this concept, and this is for any area of your life. But I wanted to go into his framing of it because I thought it was a really great way to understand it. Even if you already are aware of the concept, sometimes when you hear things framed in a different way, it gives you a little bit more clarity and insight on how this all works. And I definitely felt that this was a really great way to explain it. So there is the conscious thought, right? So your conscious mind is something that we use to create. That's the thing that we use to see things, create things, think about things. So even for the example of just simply having lunch, you have to decide what you want to eat for lunch first. You probably imagine what you are going to eat, or you think about what you're going to eat, and then you go out and you either make your lunch, buy your lunch, whatever it is. But whatever you've pictured in your mind or said to yourself in your head, that usually becomes the thing that you end up eating because you have to think about it first. So that's the basic premise of it. But obviously we apply that to bigger things in our lives that we can create. So where people get stuck is when we have this idea or we have this thought or we have this desire in our conscious mind, and when we go to actually make that become something that we see in our reality, sometimes you have a block or something gets stuck there, and then the outcome doesn't appear, right? For whatever reason. It could be a multitude of different reasons. So the easiest way to describe this, I'm going to try to do this as best as possible. I think that having a visual aid is really key to this. So if you can, grab a piece of paper and a pen, and you're going to draw a circle. So draw a circle and then draw a horizontal line straight down the center. Imagine the top half of this circle is your conscious mind or your thinking mind, and underneath the line is your unconscious mind or your unconscious, where a lot of things are stored. We're not often aware of these things. And then pop a X at the top part of the circle and then X at the bottom part of the circle. The top part of the circle, this is your idea, your thought, your conscious mind. And then underneath the line, this is your programming, your beliefs, basically your unconscious where all your beliefs are held. So at the moment, you've got two X's, right? An X at the top of that circle and an X at the bottom. And there's a line separating the two. So this is kind of in alignment, right? There's two X's there and they both are in alignment. So that thought or idea powered by your beliefs and your programming work to create the outcome. When we're trying to create something new that we've never had in our lives before, and that could be across your health and wellness, it could be across your career, your finances, your relationships, you have a new thought or you have a new idea, right? And so this is a different thought that's going on in your mind. So with that pen and paper, draw another circle, put a horizontal line right down the center. Then you're going to write Y at the top of that circle, and underneath the line, you're going to write a X. underneath it, right? So this is now that why thought is now your new thought, your new desire, your new idea of what you want to create. And then that X represents your unconscious programming and beliefs. So now you can see the difference between one side, which has got two X's, that circle that has two X's, which is in alignment, and then the other circle, which has a Y and an X. And now, so they're not in alignment, right? So to be able to get that Y thought or that Y idea and make that something that you can see and you experience in your life, those Y thoughts have to be supported by Y programming and belief so that it's in alignment. And the idea about this, and I love the way that Bob Proctor kind of explains this, is that you need to be able to change those programmings and those beliefs into a Y thought to match with the Y idea. And so along the way, as you change that, there's going to be fear, there's going to be anxiety, there's going to be worry, there's going to be feelings of uncomfortableness because your unconscious has never been in this place before. Like with anything, like when we grow, like when we do anything that we have never done before or we are uncertain about, it's not familiar, it's uncomfortable. And so we need to expect that that's going to happen. It's going to happen, like with anything. Like if you go to the gym and you haven't worked out for a long time or you're working on a specific muscle group, that area of your body is going to be uncomfortable because you've never worked out before. But as you do those repetitions and you do it over and over again, it does become normal to you where you get to a point where there's a certain level of fitness that you have that now becomes the norm, right? And that's, I guess, essentially when the why and the why at the bottom, so why thought and why programming and beliefs line up. So that's what you need to do. It's basically doing the reps through your actions that are going to be uncomfortable, but you've got to keep doing them and persist until the why beliefs of your unconscious match the thought and the idea that you are trying to attain. And I just thought it was a really great visual cue, a visual picture of how this really works. And I think so much we talk about the concepts about, yes, sitting in the uncomfortable space and you've got to, you know, there's no growth without discomfort. And we've all heard of that before, but how do you actually move through it? And I think seeing that the desire is not matching up with what your unconscious beliefs are, whatever they are, it's so clear on the page how this is not coming to be, right? So it could be any area of your life. And obviously, the greater disparity between your desire and your unconscious beliefs about whatever it is, it could be, again, like it's health and fitness, it could be something about you can't do it or it's difficult or I don't know how to do this or whatever. Whatever the beliefs are, you need to shift them by doing and taking action. And it's the same with if you're working on something in your career or with your relationships, you need to sit through that uncomfortableness, keep taking the action, even though it feels uncomfortable, until it becomes comfortable. And I know that that is probably easier said than done, but I'm sure that you can think about a time in your life that you have done something that was new to you, it was uncomfortable to you, but you kept persisting and it became normal to you. I remember when I first started my health and wellness journey, and I remember I was not a very fit person when I first started in the wellness industry. And I set myself the goal of I wanted to be one of those people that could just get up and go to the gym and it was normal to them. And it wasn't for me at the start. And I think that a lot of people who are in this space can relate to this because we all have to start somewhere at some point, unless you grew up as a sports person or an athlete or something like that, or it was in your environment when you were growing up. It wasn't normal to me. So I had to create that habit. And so now it feels weird if I don't go and work out. My body doesn't feel good if I don't work out. And so there's a base level of fitness and movement that I have to do for me to feel normal now. But that had to be created over time through practices and through discipline and through moving, even though I didn't want to. So it's about moving through those feelings of uncomfortableness, of not feeling like it, and creating that habit of discipline and just doing it every day, or however, whatever you need to do to move yourself into that space. Another way you could look at it is that if you act as if this person, so if you think about this new idea that you have or this new desire that you have, think about somebody or think about a version of you that is normal for them. What would they do? Act as if that was you already. And you'll start to notice that things will start to shift for you. So I just thought it was a really great example of it. And yeah, it was just another way to frame it. So hopefully this has helped you guys. This is by Bob Proctor. This is who I got this from. He has a lot of teachings online, so you can check them out as well if you want to delve deeper into his work. But tell us what you loved and learnt from this episode. I'm hoping that these Note to Self episodes give you a little bit of insight. I usually go into little pockets and go down little rabbit holes of study during the week. I just like to keep my mind busy and growing and always making sure that I am learning new things. And if it's not a new thing necessarily, and I feel like a lot of the concepts that we learn in personal development aren't necessarily new, but they may be told by a different voice, different experience, different anecdote that might click for you. And then that little 1% just makes so much sense to you. So I'm hoping that something in this has clicked for you and it helps you as you go along your journey. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. Again, I'm so appreciative of you all tuning in and listening. You know, we are so grateful that we have such a great audience that takes the time out to listen and to learn and to grow every week. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Of course, it does make a difference for us to help us grow the podcast, but you'll also get the podcasts as soon as they are released as well. So thank you so much, guys, and we'll catch you next week on the Rachel J Podcast.